anything you would like to say about your experience with the mass incarceration system? And where you see it going further before, you know, any years coming?
I see it as something that we need to deal with, because men and women alike are going in, getting involved, and it's a lot that has to do with poverty, and it's just the whole big picture. But once they get in there, we need to treat them. We're not treating people, and these people are coming home, and they're coming home with the same issues that they went in with, unless we treat them. You know, they're like corrections. Part of correcting them would be to find out what happened with them. For me, that's what I would think. Part of them being corrected is therapy. Find out what happened. They don't even ask them, what happened to you? You got raped when you were a kid? Oh, okay, I get it. I understand. Nobody hears them. Nobody hears their story. You know, being left under that bench and you never see your mother again. And then the people that are supposed to take care of you, they don't take care of you either. Well, what you think I'm going to do? Now I'm going to start robbing people. I don't care. And that's their attitude until, you know, sometimes they may get therapy, but for the majority, they don't get therapy. When they come here, I suggest because we have psychiatrists, psychologists, we have substance abuse, because we're about wellness and getting primary care. So we, you know, I suggest to them, you know, do you ever have therapy? You ever talk to anybody about it? No, I never told anybody about it. You would be so surprised to hear how many men got molested and raped by a family member, by, you know, yep. And then that makes me think, oh, that's why they acted in that way. Mm. Mm-hmm. That's why they didn't care about going out and robbing people and, you know, hurting anybody, because they didn't care. Why? Nobody cared about them. Yeah, so they thought, why should I care about anybody? Yep. In their mind, they hurt me, they raped me, they, you know, I was in the street. This guy right here, mm-hmm. He did 30-something years, about 33 years. Came home, was doing good for a while. He was in Fortune Society, and OD'd. Good guy, nice guy, but he never had a bank account, never knew his mother was a prostitute. So, you know, imagine that growing up. His sister got killed in front of him. And so imagine what his mom was going through. So he was out there robbing people, you know, doing, he did 33 years. Came home, he used to ask me, oh, can you help me get a bank account? I don't know how to open up a bank account. I never had a bank account. You know, never had a real job. So this is the kind of people that, you know, society, we just forget about them and be like, well, whatever. But, you know.
You would think if it's called the correctional system, yeah. There would be some correction.
Yeah.
Because the person is there so long.
Yeah, no, but it's about punishment. It's punishment. That's what the real thing
That's
is
the
punishment.
Real story. Okay.
But it's not corrections.
Oh.
Yeah. Because they never asked him what happened to him. Why did your life turn out like that? Yeah. Mm-hmm.